With Game 4 set for Sunday and the Warriors leading the series against the Pelicans 2-1, this Warriors Sound Review from New Orleans starts with the selection of Friday night's postgame comments with Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant.
Had some breakdowns defensively, some missed shots. You know, it happens. We want to be perfect out there, but it's a playoff, so you just got to have a little sense of resiliency and start the game better on Sunday and figure it out.
For Draymond and really anybody that wants to step in, just defensively tonight, what did you see as far as breakdowns that led to maybe some open threes and then Davis getting going as the game went on?
I think, you know, you got to give them some credit. They made shots. They hit a couple tough ones, but a lot of them were open. We just, you know, got to lock in and focus a little better. I think we got away from a lot of the stuff that we have been doing. Throughout the course of the first two games, we got away from that tonight. So we need to get back to it, going into game four.
Steve was just talking about how the second game back often can be a tough game. In the return, what do you think led to maybe your shooting struggles tonight?
Rushing a little bit and just missed shots. I mean, I'm not going to get in my head about it. Another opportunity on Sunday. Can't really dwell on anything. You obviously study the film, see where you can try to pick the defense apart a little bit better, be a little bit more patient and more selective with shots, especially if you don't have it going early. But other than that, just play your game and figure it out.
Kevin, it looked like early you were like trying to get some energy going, especially I saw you clapping it on a missed defense, like, let's go. How tough is it when you're in that lull, I guess, as a team, to kind of carry that energy level up?
Just try to play hard as you can, no matter what. Leave it all out there, no matter the score. Not really care about the outcome if you just play hard and forget about the previous play or the next play. Just focus on the present. So just try to do that as much as we can. It didn't go so well for us tonight, but we got another opportunity on Sunday.
And this was the talk on set at NBA TV as Casey Stern, Grant Hill, and Caron Butler had the Game 3 breakdown.
Golden State and Draymond Green seemed defiant about, hey, look, we'll come back on Sunday. What do you expect out of Golden State in Game 4?
I kind of expect what we're seeing now in this Houston-Utah game. The elite teams, they bounce back. You know, they get upset at a performance like this. They know they can play better. They have a confidence that goes with that. Obviously, Golden State's super talented. Give credit, New Orleans was fantastic Game 3, and we expected that. We obviously expected them to come out and give a great performance. But it's about making adjustments, their experience, their collective talent in that locker room for Golden State. They will come out with a sense of urgency. I don't know if they'll blow them out in Game 4, but I do think they'll take care of business and go up 3-1.
Caron, if you're sitting there and you're in that room with New Orleans, you know you're going to have to play a better game. Alvin Gentry said, we're going to have to play the best game we've ever played to go win Game 4, and I thought that was a great comment. What's the mindset now? What does New Orleans need to do to have a chance to win that Game 4?
Well, you know, offensively, I don't think they'll have the same struggles. But defensively, if, you know, the Pelicans come out with the same disposition and the same approach, in the same sense of urgency in that game, you know, you give yourself a shot. You just want it to be a possession ball game, but you know they can score at a rapid rate. You don't want them to get kind of too far out there where they separate with a cushion, with a big lead, and put you in a situation where you're playing hero basketball.
You know, one thing we saw again, we opened with this, the ball movement normally to the side of the Warriors really above anybody in the National Basketball Association. But how about 36-22, 21 of them for Rondo? The ball movement, they got a lot of easy shots. You normally see that from the Golden State. The Pelicans' offense did a really nice job. What does Golden State now do? We talked about maybe pressuring Rondo. How do you kind of counteract what you saw from the Pelicans here tonight?
Well, like you said, great ball movement, great player movement by the Pels. But given the complimentary players, the points, you know, Mirotić 16, Moore had 13, Ian Clark, you know, off the bench with 18. Like, that just can't happen. And a good team like the Golden State Warriors, the champions, they will clamp down on those complimentary players. Yes, Anthony Davis, he's a great player. He's going to continue to be great. Jrue Holiday's playing at a great elite level. Rondo will continue as playoff Rondo. But if you can limit the production of those others, it's a different ball game. And so that, you know, and so yeah, you can make adjustments, what you do with Anthony Davis. Obviously, Jrue Holiday, try not to let him get off. But it's those complimentary guys. You shut them down. You shut them down tonight. It might be a different ball game, a different outcome for the Warriors. So there's some tweaks they can make. I don't think you're going to stop Anthony Davis, particularly now that he sort of realizes and understands that he can be aggressive. But you can make some subtle changes here and there to make it a little bit more difficult for him and for Holiday.
Here's where you're in trouble, guys, if you're any team other than Houston or Golden State. If they shoot well, you probably can't win. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Rockets in game two of that series, Ingles and everything was great for Utah, but they shot 27% from three. Shooting better tonight, the lead is 20+. Golden State, Caron, did not shoot well at all tonight. It's rare. It's probably not going to happen. All their guys had rough nights. When they shoot well, I don't know if there's anything the Pelicans can do to win a game in the series.
And I'm glad you touched on that because, you know, 38% tonight from the field. If they shoot the ball better, you know, it trickles down to the defensive end. You know, if you're making shots, you play a little bit harder on defense. That's just human nature, you know, in this game. So I think they're going to be on the string. They're going to understand that. They're going to execute their offense to a T. And defensively, they're going to get back and build a wall and make it difficult for Anthony Davis.
How important does the beginning of this game become? Because, again, not to make too many parallels, but you look at what's going on with the Rockets, and even though they were in an opposing building, that first 10 minutes, I mean, they ran right through Utah, and now Utah's going to be playing catch-up the whole game. How important is the beginning of this game if you're Golden State to come in there and set that championship-defiant tone after this loss, Greg?
It's huge. I mean, especially coming off of this performance game three, they want to come out first 4 or 5 minutes, send a message, let them know this is a different game. It's going to be a different outcome here tonight in game four. So, you know, in Golden State, look, they understand it. They understand the psychology of playing in the playoffs, bouncing back after a loss. There's a confidence. There's a, you know, almost maybe an arrogance, and arrogance might not be the right term, but just having been there before, having been down, having lost in the playoffs, and understanding how important it is to come out from the jump, not ease your way into the game, not be, you know, lax with your preparation, but to come out that first quarter, send a message, try to knock them out early, and now, you know, put them on the defensive.
2:30 Central, 12:30 in the Bay Area, Sunday, Warriors-Pelicans, Game 4. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.